Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Classic rock, Roger and JP. 728, partly sunny and 80 degrees today.
If you want to see the video of Ted leaving his slob mess in the in the men's room here, I just put it up on the BAB Facebook page. I had to be done. I'm sorry,
and you can
Ted.
Judge for yourself.
You can judge
if
for
Ted's
yourself.
Being a slob, and although it is soap suds and water, you know, you have to understand.
Let me ask you a question.
But he didn't leave a spark, you know, a wet mess on the sink.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids were home,
yeah, no,
and you walked in the bathroom
right
after Courtney or Kelly washed their hands,
yeah,
and left that kind of mess on the bathroom sink,
yes,
what would you think?
No, absolutely.
Okay,
but you called it a disgusting mess. It sounds like it's like peanut butter and, you know, beef. it's soap and water, but it's all over the place, and he's a slob. I agree with you.
And he's a grown up.
Yeah, I know.
If it was at your house, though, you'd have towels. You'd have toilet paper, tissue to dry it off. There's nothing in there to dry with.
I won't even let you in my house.
But there's nothing to dry that sink with.
There's
absolutely nothing.
Again, I don't want to, this is, we're beating a dead horse. You don't need to leave a mess like that.
Did I mention also that the sink isn't sloped properly?
You did.
If it was pitched, you know, like the way your roof on your house is supposed to be
That's
pitched.
That's not what you do with
slope.
Sinks. You want the water to roll off onto your shoes?
No, I want it to roll into the basin.
Ted, the puddles that you left are to the side.
All right,
if you pitch the countertop, first off, I've never heard of a countertop being pitched so that water can drip onto a floor. I've never heard of that.
Up.
Now, listen, I'm no contractor.
Ted is.
Let's get somebody on the phone.
All right, just don't leave a mess to begin with, Ted. You know?
The video
from now on, I won't wash my hands after I go to the bathroom.
I'm shocked that you do.
It's time for the roads with his clean hands, Ted Linder.
Your BAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic right now on Montauk Highway in Patchogue. Everything is shut down between Grove Avenue and Case Avenue. That's an accident investigation.
Part of the Cadillac Tri-State Concert Series.
734, Roger and JP on BAB. If you're tuning in now, we were just having a discussion about the difference between people going to the bathroom and some people using the sink to wash their hands and using it in a very slobbish way, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Ted leaving soap suds and water all over the basin of the sink.
And again, you can see for yourself on the WBAB Facebook page. The video of the mess left behind is up there.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Which part of this conversation does Ted not understand? JP went to the bathroom, washed his hands, no mess. Ted goes in, washes his hands, leaves a mess.
He is a Mr. Bungle. Do you remember the film strip from being in school of Mr. Bungle?
Yes, I do.
Ted is a Mr. Bungle.
Yes.
Ted, you're a slob.
He is a Mr. Bungle. You know what? That's it. From now on, here's Mr. Bungle with the roads. Here's Mr. Bungle with the stuff you need to know. Here's Mr. Bungle picking up the lottery tickets off the street. I smell a t-shirt. Take care, man.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Enjoy.
So coming up in a few minutes, Ted will have bungled traffic.
He's
thankfully,
no
I'm
Ted.
Too young. I don't even remember Mr. Bungle.
He's Mr. Bungle. You're Mr. Bungle. Go look it up. YouTube that bitch.
I'm under the age of 40, so I don't remember.
Good for you.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's
only classic
rock.
Keep it up and you might not
rock.
Make it to 40.
Roger, JP.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 739. Partly sunny and 80 degrees today. Well, Ted, our traffic guy, going to the bathroom and washing his hands is the topic.
It's kind of taken on a life of its own at this point, hasn't it?
Oh, my God. He washes his hands, and he did, and JP videoed it, and you can see it. It was on the BAB Facebook page right now. You can see how much water and suds are left on the basin of the sink. Like, not in the sink.
Is Monica
outside the sink?
Is your wife Monica up?
Probably.
She's probably up,
already at work. Yeah,
she's already at work.
She's had to go in early this week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Raj, do you have her cell phone number?
I don't think so. No.
Brett, do you?
I don't.
I want, because I know he's going to tell me she's not available. I want to have her on. I have to ask what goes on at home.
She'll get mad at the same things. But I just thought it was stuff that women get upset about, not guys. This kind of thing. Like having the sink be wet. I just figured that was a woman thing, you know, to get upset
at. I see.
No, yeah. Here's what you got to...
Well, but you are leaving, I mean, it's a mess, but I know it's soap and water, but it's just everywhere. Like, how can you not wash your hands and leave most of it in the sink?
It's kind of tough, though, again.
Do you get any water in the sink?
A little bit. It trickles down eventually, you know. Like I said, if the sink is sloped properly,
yeah, okay.
You know, then it runs in.
We have a guy on the line with the story of what he does to his friend as far as the water in the bathroom. Go ahead. You got a tricky play on him? Go ahead.
My friend Marco's house, and we get the football games and watch NASCAR. I usually wash my hands and let them drip in front of the toilet so it looks like I pissed all over the floor. He gets all pissed off.
That's funny. what are friends for? That's great. Hi, B.A.B.
Okay, so I just watched the video, and I'm calling back like J.P. told me to.
Okay, what do you got?
And?
Is that one time washing his hands?
Oh, what?
One incident, yes.
One incident, yes.
Oh, my God. First of all, our countertop isn't that big, so I can't. But that is, like, way too much water all over the place.
Right. And what you need to understand is, like, when he got back from the bathroom, I told Brett and I told Raj,
yep.
I go, watch the mess that's on that sink. And I grabbed my phone and I walked into the men's room specifically to take pictures and or video.
That's
it's a lot of water and a lot of suds.
Yes, but especially for the size of the countertop, it shouldn't be like all the way over to the left side like that.
Oh, and all the way to the right side.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least he's washing his hands, though.
Well, yeah, that's the upside.
Yeah. Not much of a for the person that comes after him, but at least you know when he touches the donuts that his hands are clean.
You make a good point.
This is true.
Hey, thanks.
Take care.
I love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And did I mention also the Department of Health says that you should scrub your hands for 25 to 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Over the sink.
Over the sink and get the water in the sink.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, part of it too, but.
That's where your challenge lies, Brett.
Try to do better.
That's what you're.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Try to do better. All right, Ted.
I want to talk to your wife.
7:42, partly sunny, 80 degrees today. What are you calling him? Baby Bungle?
Baby Bungle.
Baby Bungle.
He's not even Mr. Bungle. He's Baby Bungle.
Your VAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic right now in Patchogue. Montauk Highway shut down both ways.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.